You will hear a talk by a man called Graham Jones, who designs model railways in Britain. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Good afternoon. My name's Graham Jones. I'm glad to be here this afternoon and to see so many of you. Thank you for coming. One of the most interesting developments in the toy market has been the revival of interest in that most traditional of toys, train sets. In the 1980s and 1990s, people felt that models of all sorts, and especially railways, were unfashionable. But they have become big business in the last few years. In Britain, there has always been a strong interest in railways, as can be seen from the number of people who go train spotting, collecting information about locomotives and train movements. People are happy to stand outdoors in the cold for hours on end, in the hope of seeing an engine or even just a carriage that they haven't seen before, and noting down the serial number. It must be one of the most uncomfortable hobbies in the world. But this interest does help explain why Britain is the largest model railway market in Europe. Modern train sets are introducing children who may never have travelled by real train to the joys of railway modelling. Model trains are more lasting than other toy equipment, their quality is superb, and that has added to their popularity with both parents and children. And many parents think model railways are a healthier indoor alternative to computers and video games. Market research has been done to see what sort of people the hobby appeals to. Interestingly, the majority of purchasers of model railway equipment today are adults, not children. By that, I don't mean that parents buy model railways for their children, although obviously this happens a great deal. I'm talking about people who are willing to spend a lot of money on miniature locomotives and relive part of their childhood. More detailed analysis into the people who buy this equipment has also proved interesting. Many model trains are bought by middle-aged men, with a large proportion of lawyers, bankers, and business executives. Of course, we need to plan for the future and make as many predictions as we can based on what we know. It seems reasonable to assume that children will always have a natural interest in models and miniature versions of real-life objects like toy cars and aeroplanes. Model railway manufacturers are always trying to maximize their sales and come up with new ideas. And they're experimenting with toy trains aimed directly at girls. But despite their best efforts, one aspect of the market for these items is likely to remain the same. Boys will probably continue to find these toys far more appealing than girls do. Of course, manufacturers are also keen to expand outside countries like the UK, where there is already a demand for their products. They're investing in new markets in countries in Asia, for example, where there isn't the same traditional interest in railways. Researchers and marketing specialists believe that there is a lot of potential in these markets, and manufacturers will be taking part in international toy fairs to promote their model trains. It's exciting to think that their products may soon be available and selling well, we hope, all over the world. There is plenty of work for designers too, as railway buildings are different all over the world, and the models are always incredibly accurate. Many people spend as much money on the miniature stations as they do on the actual trains. Model railways are becoming more up-to-date, too. Computer-controlled model railways are available in the toy market now. And, of course, who knows what the future holds? As long as there are trains, there will be model railways.
Now you will hear part two again.
Good afternoon. My name's Graham Jones. I'm glad to be here this afternoon and to see so many of you. Thank you for coming. One of the most interesting developments in the toy market has been the revival of interest in that most traditional of toys, train sets. In the 1980s and 1990s, people felt that models of all sorts, and especially railways, were unfashionable. But they have become big business in the last few years. In Britain, there has always been a strong interest in railways, as can be seen from the number of people who go train spotting, collecting information about locomotives and train movements. People are happy to stand outdoors in the cold for hours on end, in the hope of seeing an engine or even just a carriage that they haven't seen before, and noting down the serial number. It must be one of the most uncomfortable hobbies in the world. But this interest does help explain why Britain is the largest model railway market in Europe. Modern train sets are introducing children who may never have travelled by real train to the joys of railway modelling. Model trains are more lasting than other toy equipment. Their quality is superb, and that has added to their popularity with both parents and children. And many parents think model railways are a healthier indoor alternative to computers and video games. Market research has been done to see what sort of people the hobby appeals to. Interestingly, the majority of purchasers of model railway equipment today are adults, not children. By that, I don't mean that parents buy model railways for their children, although obviously this happens a great deal. I'm talking about people who are willing to spend a lot of money on miniature locomotives and relive part of their childhood. More detailed analysis into the people who buy this equipment has also proved interesting. Many model trains are bought by middle-aged men, with a large proportion of lawyers, bankers, and business executives. Of course, we need to plan for the future and make as many predictions as we can based on what we know. It seems reasonable to assume that children will always have a natural interest in models and miniature versions of real-life objects like toy cars and aeroplanes. Model railway manufacturers are always trying to maximize their sales and come up with new ideas. And they're experimenting with toy trains aimed directly at girls. But despite their best efforts, one aspect of the market for these items is likely to remain the same. Boys will probably continue to find these toys far more appealing than girls do. Of course, manufacturers are also keen to expand outside countries like the UK, where there is already a demand for their products. They're investing in new markets in countries in Asia, for example, where there isn't the same traditional interest in railways. Researchers and marketing specialists believe that there is a lot of potential in these markets, and manufacturers will be taking part in international toy fairs to promote their model trains. It's exciting to think that their products may soon be available and selling well, we hope, all over the world. There is plenty of work for designers too, as railway buildings are different all over the world, and the models are always incredibly accurate. Many people spend as much money on the miniature stations as they do on the actual trains. Model railways are becoming more up-to-date, too. Computer-controlled model railways are available in the toy market now. And, of course, who knows what the future holds? As long as there are trains, there will be model railways.
That is the end of part two.